This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
متكئين فيها على الأرائك. Those who have worked hard, now they can relax. In Jannah, they will be reclining. فيها in it. على الأرائك, upon adorned couches. أرائك, plural of the word أريكة. And what is أريكة? A raised throne. Or a raised couch, meaning a comfortable place to sit on, but it's not on ground level. It's raised high. And it's also got a beautiful canopy on it. Decorated canopy. What does that mean? There's shade. There's privacy. So, مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ لَا يَرَوْنَ فِيهَا شَمْسًا. So comfortable is Jannah that they will not see in it any shams. Any sun. They won't see the sun. What does it mean? There will be light, but they won't see the sun. Is there any difficulty in seeing the sun? Yeah. Because sometimes when it's right in your eyes, then that creates difficulty. لَا يَرَوْنَ فِيهَا شَمْسًا وَلَا زَمْهَرِيرًا nor any freezing cold. زَمْهَرِير. I think living in Canada, we can all understand this. What does zamharir mean? Zamharir, it is used for extreme cold. Not just cold, but extreme cold. So here by saying that they will not see any shams nor zamharir, the two extreme temperatures are being mentioned. That no extreme heat, no extreme cold. So what kind of weather, what kind of temperature? That which is in between, be what we desire. Perfect weather. Right? You know, there are many parts in the world, actually most of the places in the world are such that summers are extremely hot. You know, there is a time in the summer it gets really hot and in the winter it gets really cold. But then there are those parts in the world where the weather is good all year round. That even in the winter it's not bitter cold. And in the summer it's not extremely hot. You know what places I'm talking about. So what happens? In the winter, people go there. Or in the summer, people go there. And they wish they could somehow live in those places. But those places are way too expensive. So, لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرا. No extreme temperatures, no extreme weathers. Just comfortable. All year round. All the time. Secondly, some have said that زمهرير is actually the moon. So they will not see in it the sun, they will not see in it the moon, meaning there's no darkness. And there's no such extreme brightness that hurts the eyes. Isn't it that sometimes extreme brightness also, it hurts the eyes as you're driving? Right? So, لَا يَرَوْنَ فِيهَا شَمْسًا وَلَا زَمْهَرِيرًا. What does it mean? There's no discomfort. I mean, the clothes are of silk, which itself is a source of comfort. And now, even the atmosphere, or even the horizon above them, around them, again, there's comfort. وَدَانِيَةً عَلَيْهِمْ ظِلَالُهَا وَدَانِيَةً and near, or hanging low. Remember, دانية is from the word دنو, which means to be low. So دانية meaning one that is hanging low. Or, دانية is also used for that which is near. Okay, دُنْيَا is called dunya. Why? Because it is near compared to the akhirah. So, daniyatan alayhim. Near over them are zilaluha, its shades. Zilal, plural of the word zil. What does zil mean? Shadow or shade. Meaning the shadows are not far. They're near above them. Wadhullilat. And it will be lowered. What will be lowered? قُطُوفُهَا, its clusters. Meaning its fruit that is ready to be picked. How? تَذْلِيلًا, completely and fully lowered and brought down. ذُلِّلَتْ ذَلْ لَمْ لَمْ. تَذْلِيل, same root. What does it mean? That which is brought low, brought down. And قُطُوف is a plural of the word قِطْف. And قِطْف is used for fruits that are ready to be picked, meaning that are still on the tree, ready to be picked. They have not fallen. You understand? They have not fallen, but they're still on the tree, and they're ripe. ready to be picked. So this fruit will be ذُلِّلَتْ تَذْلِيلًا. ذُلِّلَتْ as in brought low, تَذْلِيلًا completely and fully. Meaning not just physically low, but brought low as in under their wishes. Under their wishes. Wishes of who? Of the people of Jannah. That whenever they will want to eat it, it will come down. It will be under their wishes. Just as the ayn is. Likewise, even the trees and their fruits are. So no thorn and no distance will repel their hands away. No. وَجَنَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ دَانْ قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةً. This might mean that, or a person might understand that you have to pick the fruit yourself. Right? And that means that you have to serve yourself. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies, وَيُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ. It will be circulated among them. Meaning somebody will bring something and circulate among them. Take from one person to the other. Serve one after the other. طَافَ يَطُوفُ is to go around. So يُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ. What will be circulated among them? بِأَنِيَةٍ مِّن فِضَّةٍ. With a vessel of silver. Ania, ina, vessel, container, dish. So dishes of silver. Now what does that mean? Will these be empty? No, of course. If silver platters are being brought, you would expect them to be full of something, right? So bi aniyatin min fidda. Now here the utensils of Jannah are being described. Wa akwabin, and also cups. So something to eat from those silver trays, and something to drink from the akwab. Akwab is a plural of kub. And what is kub? A cup that does not have a handle. There is no handle to it. So something like a glass that we're familiar with. So akwab, but these akwab, كانت قواريرا. They will be like قوارير. قوارير is used for glass. قارورة is used for a clear drink or a clear vessel. Meaning such a vessel that is clear so that you can see what's inside it. So, أَكْوَابٍ كَانَتْ قَوَارِيرًا. Now, the platters are of silver and the cups are of glass. But this glass, Allah says, قَوَارِيرًا مِنْ فِضَّةٍ. Clear glasses made of silver. What does that mean? I mean, glass is glass and silver is silver. What is silver? Is it shiny? Is it shiny? Yes, it is. Now you see, there are some glasses which are made of ordinary cheap glass. Right? And then there are those glasses which are very fancy. Aren't there? So one glass will be like $80 or like $300. Why? Alhamdulillah, we don't drink wine, but wine glasses can get very expensive. Isn't it? Are you familiar? Next time you go to a store like that, just take a look at what their prices are. How expensive they can get. Really. So, قَوَارِيرَ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ. What does it mean? Clear glasses of silver, as in as if they are made of silver. So shiny and glittery almost. So sophisticated. قَوَارِيرَ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ. But the best part about these glasses, about these cups, is not their appearance. That is also beautiful. But what is more beautiful is what's inside. And what is inside? We learned about some drinks earlier. Right? And here more will be mentioned. But more than the type of drink, it's the amount of drink sometimes that matters a lot. قَدَّرُوهَا تَقْدِيرًا. They will determine it with complete determination. What does it mean? It will not be more than what they want or less than what they want. Not more, not less. Exactly as they desire it. And who is it that will measure it out in the cup? Who? قَدَّرُوا they. Who is they referring to? There are two opinions about this. One, it is said that it's the people who will drink, the people of Jannah, the residents of Jannah. So they will decide how much they want. They will have that liberty. Another interpretation is that it's the servers, it's the servants. They will know how much to pour. You know, sometimes you go to a place to eat something. The food is really good, but the service is not that great. And how do you determine the service of a place? How? By how the servers treat you. How they bring you your food, how much they put in your glass. Sometimes as they're pouring the water or the drink, what will they do? They will pour it in such a rush that some of it will spill out. Or they will pour and stop. And you're like, just give me a little bit more, would you? Right? Or you're like, why did you fill it up to the top? I can barely pick it up. Isn't it? So قَدَّرُوهَا تَقْدِيرًا. So sensible and professional and perfect are the servers that they will know exactly how much to serve and what to serve, in what quantity, in what measure. قَدَّرُوهَا تَقْدِيرًا. And if it's the people who are drinking, then again, this is perfect because they choose, they decide. You know, sometimes the drink is so much that it frightens you. How am I going to finish it? And sometimes it's so little that it disappoints you. Right? So, قَدَّرُوهَا تَقْدِيرًا. وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا. And they will be given to drink in it. كَأْسًا. A cup. Again, كَأْس is not an empty cup. A cup that is full of wine. كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا. Whose mizaj. Now again, the word mizaj is coming. Another blend. Its mizaj is of zanjabila. Zanjabil. It is said that zanjabil is ginger. But of course, don't compare this with the ginger of this world. Even though people like to have ginger in their drinks. Right? You have your ginger ale, don't you? But not just that, but otherwise also people like to have ginger in their tea, in their juice, different things. Even in their water. Right? Ginger-infused water. Right? But of course, the ginger of Jannah is very different. Right? But zanjabil, what is that? It is ayn. It is also a fountain, a spring. Fiha, in it, meaning in Jannah, that is tusamma, that has been named salsabila. Its name is salsabil. So there is a spring in Jannah whose name is salsabil. We thought there were only rivers in Jannah, right? What do we learn here? There are springs also. And each spring is unique. Not just spring that is gushing out water. No. Something that you can drink with a unique, distinct flavor. So salsabil is the name of the spring, of the fountain. And what's the drink? What's the name of the drink? It is zanjabil. Now, salsabil, it is said that salsabil means that which is continuously flowing. Now, the reality of salsabil in Jannah, Allah knows. But what we can extract from this word is that it's a spring that is continuously flowing. And if it's continuously flowing, that means it's also easy to take it down your throat. It's palatable. Now, what happens with the drinks in this world is, many times, it tastes amazing in your mouth, but it burns your throat. Isn't it? Or you're told it tastes really good. Right? So even if it burns your mouth, you will still drink it. You will take it sip by sip. Right? Many people, even if they drink just Coke, it gives them hiccups. It does. Right? I'm one of them. Coke, Sprite, anything that is carbonated, it'll give me hiccups. I don't know why. But it happens with people. You know, it's fun to drink. It tastes good. But it's not easy to take in. The way you drink water, can you drink Coke? I mean, maybe some people can. You know, like about alcohol also, they say it's an acquired taste. Right? It's an acquired taste. Meaning you keep drinking until you get used to it. I don't know why you would punish yourself like that for the sake of pleasure. But that's what they say. So, tusamma salsabila, what does it mean? Tastes good and easy to drink. وَيَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ. And then there will circulate among them wildan. Wildan is a plural of walad. And who is walad? A young boy. Who are these wildan? They are mukhalladun. They are made eternal. Meaning, never to age. Mukhallad is one who has been given khulud. Meaning permanence. So their state doesn't change. So these wildan will never grow up. They will always remain as wildan. Now who are these wildan? And what are they doing in Jannah? These wildan are the servants. Because you see, yatufu alayhim. They will circulate among them, among the people of Jannah. Why? In order to serve them. But then who are they? Some have said they are children of the non-believers who died in their young age. But wildan are wildan. They are a special creation created for Jannah. Created for the purpose of serving the righteous in paradise. You know, in the book Fiqh al-Qulub, we learned about, basically the chapter is about the creation of Adam. And the author was talking about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preferred the human beings over the rest of the creation. And one point that he mentioned was that Allah has preferred the human being even over the creation that has been created only for Jannah. What is the creation that has been created only for Jannah? Meaning they were not sent to this world. They're not angels to carry out Allah's commands in this universe. No, they're a creation created only for Jannah, to live in Jannah. They don't know of any world other than Jannah. And who are they? The Wildan and the Hur. Right? But he said that Allah preferred the human being even over these. Because it is this creation of Jannah that will serve the human beings that will enter paradise. You understand? Because whose status is greater? The servant or the one who is being served? The one who is being served. So these wildan are created for Jannah, but for what purpose? To serve the abrar. And these wildan are mukhalladun, made to live eternally. What happens in this world? You hire somebody, but then they gotta go. They gotta move. Right? They're human. And then with that, mukhalladun, meaning always to remain in that state. What happens many times, people will complain about this, people who live in different countries where they can hire servants, you know, for domestic work in the house. Many times you'll find out that at the beginning, the servant was really good. But then I don't know what happened after a couple of years. Their mood has changed. Their manner has changed. They've become very rebellious. There may be reasons behind that, but nature changes. This is what? Mukhalladun. Always there, always youthful, and always obedient. إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ Allah says, when you were to see them, حَسِبْتَهُمْ You would think them as لُؤْلُؤًا, as pearls that are مَنْثُورًا, that are scattered. مَنْثُور. Imagine a necklace or a bracelet of pearls. And imagine if it's broken and the pearls are let out. What will happen? Will they scatter? Will they? But even as they scatter, don't they look beautiful? And as they scatter, do they just fall and just stay in one place? No. They keep rolling and rolling and rolling. Mansoor. So the servants in paradise will then, how are they? Scattered. Always rolling and rolling. But even in their rolling about, in their going about, there is beauty. لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا Abdullah ibn Amr reported that the person with the lowest rank in Jannah will be the one for whom 1,000 servants will attend. This is who? The person in the lowest rank in Jannah. How many servants has he got? 1,000. Because he's got at least 1,000 wishes. This is how we are, right? This is the nature of the human being. We have many wishes, which cannot ever, ever be fulfilled in this world. Ever. You know, like, sometimes there are people who need help. Physical help. So they hire a helper. Like, for example, an elderly person. And then they have hired somebody to help them. And their helper could be on their feet non-stop. But will they be satisfied? No. One thing after the other after the other. Until the helper will quit. They'll say, I can't handle this anymore. I can't do this. Mothers, fathers, parents, what happens with them? They're fulfilling every need of their child. Constantly. But are the children happy? Are they? No. It's amazing. So, this can only be in Jannah. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ Allah says, and when you look, ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ There you look. Meaning there in paradise, when you begin to look about, what would you see? You would see, رَأَيْتَ You would see, نَعِيمًا Pleasure. That's all you would find in paradise. Only pleasure. That is indescribable. وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا And a kingdom that is كَبِير That is great, vast, without limit. What is given to a common person in Jannah, an average person in Jannah, the one with the lowest rank in Jannah, is greater and better than what the greatest king in this world could get. Really, how much people fight for power? Don't they? They will say the most ridiculous things and do the most ridiculous things. Why? Just to get to the highest status that a human being, worldly status that a human being could have. They will fight for it. They will spend for it. They will run for it. They will do whatever it takes to get there. And when they get there, you're like, wow, this is where they're going to live? This is what they have? Amazing. But that is nothing compared to what a person will get in Jannah. Which person? The person who's got the lowest rank. Because in this world, it is not na'im. It's not na'im. No matter how much enjoyment a person has, it's not na'im. With it is pain and hardship. And in this world, it's not mulkan kabira. No matter how vast your kingdom is, there are borders. Aren't there? Which makes you feel like, yeah, there is a border, but I want to go on the other side. In Jannah, it is mulkan kabira. In a hadith we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the last of the people of the fire to be taken out of fire and admitted into Jannah. So the last person, as he's being admitted into Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, you will have similar to the world and 10 times like it. This is mulkan kabira. Similar to the world and 10 times like it. What do you expect then? What will be given to those who have a higher status than him in Jannah? A higher level than him. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا When you look around in Jannah, there, ثَمَّ means there, not then. ثَمَّ is a word of direction. اسم إشارة. To point to towards something. So it's pointing towards a certain direction. So ثَمَّ as in paradise, رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا عَالِيَهُمْ Upon them. عَالِي is that which is on top, above, over. Because عَالِي is from عُلُوب, to be high. So that which is on top of them. So on top of them are ثِيَابُ سُنْدُسْ Are clothing of silk. What kind of silk? سُنْدُسْ, remember, is used for fine silk, very delicate. خُضْر What's the color mentioned here? Green. Does it mean only green? No. In Jannah, there is everything that a person could wish for. But here, why is green mentioned? Because green is a very beautiful color. If you think about it, grass, leaves, what are they? Green. Can you imagine if grass was purple? No matter how much you like purple, but can you imagine if it was purple? There are trees which are, yes, they have red leaves, which look very beautiful, but every tree is not red, isn't it? What's the more common color? Green. There are evergreen trees, not ever red trees. Because green is very, what is it? Lively, fresh. So, sundus, silk, but khudr, green. Wa istabraq. And also of brocade, heavy silk. So fine and heavy. Some have said that sundus and istabraq shows the layers. The inner layer is istabraq and the outer layer is sundus. So the inner layer is heavy, softer, thicker. And the outer is more fine. وَحُلُّوا And their clothes are beautiful. But not just that. وَحُلُّوا And they will be adorned. Meaning jewelry will be put on them. Not that they will put it on themselves. They won't put it on themselves. It will be put on them. Hullu. Is there a difference? Have you ever tried to put a necklace on yourself? I'm sure you have. But you got to take a couple tries, right? You can't see, or you're struggling to see, isn't it? It's hurting your eyes. And then there are other times when people are so important on certain days, like the bride is on the day of her wedding, that she won't put it on herself. Somebody will put it on her. There's a difference. In general, a woman will put makeup on herself. But on special occasions, it will be put on her. There's a difference, right? So, hullu asawir. Asawir, plural of siwar, bangle or bracelet. So they will be adorned with bracelets min fidda, of silver. What if somebody likes gold? Well, that is also mentioned in the Quran. Just because one detail is mentioned, doesn't mean that's the only detail. We have just been given some glimpses. وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ And their Lord will give them to drink. What? شَرَابًا A drink that is tahur, that is purifying. Not just tahir, but tahur, very, very clean and purifying. What does it mean by this? The drinks in this world, especially because in this surah, wine is mentioned over and over, and it confuses us that how could wine be good? I mean, we know that it's haram, right? How could it be good? Well, we learn that the wine of Jannah in Surah Waqi'ah, ayah 19, لَا يُصَدَّعُونَ عَنْهَا وَلَا يُنزِفُونَ They won't get a headache from it, and they won't fall unconscious because of it. Meaning it's not going to affect them. It's not going to have any bad effect on them. So, شَرَابًا طَهُورًا It's not like the drink of this world. It's clean. It's not going to intoxicate people who drink it. It's not going to harm their liver. No. It's not going to harm their brain. No. It's not going to leave any bad effect. It is tahur. And purifying also. In a hadith we learn, the Prophet ﷺ said, this is in Bukhari, that the first group of people who will enter paradise will be glittering like the full moon. Their faces will be like the full moon. And those who will follow them will glitter like the most brilliant star in the sky. And he said, they will not have to urinate or relieve themselves. Meaning there's no need to use the bathroom. They will not have to spit. They will not have any nasal secretions. Because these are the things that bother us, don't they? These are the things that irritate us, that make us self-conscious, that upset us, especially when it comes to eating and drinking. If you're eating, you know that it's going to affect your stomach. Right? You're going to have to use the bathroom. You're drinking, you know you're going to have to use the bathroom. So, in Jannah there is no discomfort. شَرَابًا طَهُورًا It's clean from the beginning to the end. شَرَابًا طَهُورًا إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً Allah says, indeed this is for you a jaza. They will be told that this is a reward for you. Why? Because وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا Because your effort has been appreciated. It's your effort, sa'i, that has been mashkur, which is why you have been given all of this. What is mashkur? Sheen kafra, shukr. Mashkur meaning something that you show gratitude for. Something that you appreciate, you like. And because you appreciate, you're rewarded with good words or good things. So, what is it that has been appreciated? What is it? Is it the words? It's sa'i. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا Meaning Allah will tell the inhabitants of Jannah that I appreciate your efforts. I appreciate your efforts. So in Jannah, what is it that will be appreciated? The efforts of people. Not just what they have accomplished, but what they were striving for. And not just what they believed in or what they thought about, but what they actually worked for. And not just what they did with a little bit of effort. No, they worked hard for it. Sa'i. It was difficult. They tried again and again. سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا In Suratul A'raf, Ayah 43, we learn, وَنُودُوا أَن تِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ They will be called out in paradise. An announcement will be made that this Jannah, أُورِثْتُمُوهَا You have been given it. Why? بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ Because of what you used to do. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا So what does this mean then? If we want a place in paradise, then we must leave laziness. Then we must start working and striving and working hard. We have to stop waiting for good things to just happen themselves. But we have to start working towards them. Sa'i. You see, obedience to Allah means sa'i. What is sa'i? Think of sa'i. At Umrah, Hajj. What is sa'i? One of the most difficult parts of Umrah till today. Because tawaf, you know, you're going around the Kaaba, you see the Kaaba, it's fun. Really. But sa'i is what? You're going from one side to the other. It's a pretty long walk. And how? Once only? No. 7 times. Is it easy? No. Some people might find it boring. But okay, we went 3 times. Again, 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 again. Such a long walk. And this is what happens. When you're doing something for the sake of Allah, you're working in His obedience, it gets hard. You're on your feet, you're working. And there are times when you have to run, just as in Sa'i. There's a portion in which men are required to run. Because Hajra, she ran. Isn't it? So, this is what sa'i is, in obedience to Allah. There are times when it gets very difficult, but you have to keep moving, moving, moving. When you complete one thing, then again you keep moving, moving, moving. You start something else. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ Not that you say, okay, now I'm done. Now I can chill, I can enjoy. No. Does it happen that one day you're like, okay, I'm done my 5 prayers. Okay, now I'm done. No, you just completed your Isha, now get up for Fajr. Can you say, okay, I'm done my Fajr, I'm good for the day? No, you have to do your Dhuhr now. This is Sa'i, and this is the Sa'i that will be appreciated. It is said that when the angels saw Jannah, they said, طُوبَ لَكِ مَنَازِلَ الْمُلُوكِ How good you are, you are the home of the kings. The home of the kings. But who are these kings? Those who work and strive hard in Allah's way. Let's listen to the recitation of these verses.
مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ لَا يَرَوْنَ فِيهَا شَمْسًا وَلَا زَمْهَرِيرًا وَدَانِيَةً عَلَيْهِمْ ظِلَالُهَا وَذُلِّلَتْ قُطُوفُهَا تَذْلِيلًا وَيُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِآنِيَةٍ مِّن فِضَّةٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ كَانَتْ قَوَارِيرَ مِن فِضَّةٍ قَدَّرُوهَا تَقْدِيرًا وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا عَيْنًا فِيهَا تُسَمَّى سَلْسَبِيلًا وَيَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ حَسِبْتَهُمْ لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا عَالِيَهُمْ ثِيَابُ سُنْدُسٍ خُضْرٌ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٌ وَحُلُّوا أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا إن هذا كان لكم جزاء وكان سعيكم مشكورا